timid a little bit more, Coxie. As an Essendon supporter, you've never smiled so much in all your life. What a happy man. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. It is the 16th day of August, and it is a McCafe menu that will bring you fallout. That is the word of the day from a massive day from at the Essendon Footy Club yesterday. So we'll try and make some sense of that. We'll hear for the first time from the former Essendon great Sam Edmund will come in and put a bow around everything else that's going on. And, of course, your calls and text messages will be welcome at any time. Tim Watson, big day. Welcome to you, my friend.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. Tell me, what happened yesterday? Because I over-medicated. I had a little bit of pain in my knee. I took one tablet too many in the morning. I didn't wake up until just before the news last night. Couldn't believe what was going on yesterday.
Well, I have a bit of a throat infection at the moment, so I might not be talking much today. So right. It could be all you.
I watched you last night on your little show, The Couch, and you were as sharp as a tack. Sharp as a tack. In fact, if you listen to anybody about the Essendon thing yesterday, it was only, in fact, you were the person that everybody should have been listening to last night.
I should say this off the top, because if people will think any information I had for yesterday came from you, we're not that stupid, you and I. We don't put ourselves into that situation. So the Wisp is not any source, but no, it was a...
You had a good source, though.
Yeah, it was an interesting day yesterday, by jingo. So we just rambled on at 6 in the morning, Bucks and I, and then by 7 it was a...
When you went out there for your walk in the morning?
Sniff in the air.
Did you pick something up on your walk?
And it just started to rumble and rumble and rumble and rumble. And by the time we handed over to Jared, there was a fair head of steam up. The change was afoot. Now, the next part of it is trying to get at which part of the change was and which wasn't. And there would be some media people today that would be just sitting back going, might have got a touch early on a few of these things.
But good morning to Neil Mitchell. He's probably preparing for his show this morning.
Well, he did say he'd been sacked. Ben Rutten and that Daniel Jean-Sucruiser was going to coach this weekend. Hey, it might turn out that way by the end of today, but it certainly hadn't taken place
yesterday.
That's for sure. I don't want to get into it now. I'd rather ramble with you because we'll only have to do it all again at 7 when we get serious about it. But it is a massive story. It's a massive part of it. The Essendon history, where they've been. They're a big club that have been having a little presence on the market. And now this could be the first step to getting back, I reckon. But we'll get into it more out of 7.
Well,
unless you want to say something.
No, I don't really want to say anything just yet, but we will talk about that in greater detail later. I did have this sent to me yesterday, right? Joseph Campbell is an esteemed academic and author of a book, The Hero with 1,000 Faces, right? In his book, he said, this was sent to me late last night, positive change comes after a crisis and a complete transformation.
Yeah, 100%. And again, last night is you go, well... If you're an Essendon fan, it's been uncomfortable anyway. But for the next 2 or 3 days, it's going to be really uncomfortable. And you've got to wear whatever comes your way. Your club's been an underperformer and you're a mighty giant club that's not having a giant impact on the comp.
Yeah.
And you might be giving assurances to a coach who may no longer be there. All that stuff, you just got to wear that. Because if you land the man, which we're talking about in this instance is Alistair Clarkson, then guess what? By Friday... All anyone will be talking about is you got the full-timer there and look out. So that's just part of life.
That's right. And you hope that those that are in charge are not directed purely by emotion. They've got some strategy behind them as well.
Yes. And we all know that emotion's a powerful force. So
it can often lead you down a one-way street, though.
It can, for sure. But you take all that off. Yeah. And I feel for North Melbourne.
There's somebody else in the market right now for the services of Alistair Clarkson.
Yeah, and North, I don't know this to be true, I can promise you, but they were very, from all reports, bullish, like thinking they're a long, long way down the track with Alistair and a team around Alistair, which for them, as a club that's been even worse off than from the Bombers, that was going to be heaven sent. So they'd be feeling a little bit... I'm not laughing at them, but that'd be a shocking feeling.
Yes. Some out there have said that Essendon have already spoken to Alistair Clarkson.
Beg your pardon?
Some out there have said that Essendon have already spoken to Alistair Clarkson. They were talking to him yesterday.
Yes. Now, that was reported by Tony Jones.
Yes.
On the Channel 9 news, that because everyone wanted to know where it sat. And he went with the report that Essendon had sat down with his manager and with Clarko himself.
Yep.
What say you to that?
I say categorically wrong.
Right. So there you go.
With a capital W.
So wrong, categorically.
I mean, TJ gets it right often, but on this occasion he got it completely and utterly wrong.
Okay. So then I've seen that picked up by our news.
Yep.
So we better get that article.
So stop running that because that's not true.
Get that article off the website. So that hasn't happened.
Rip that off. I'm not saying it won't happen.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened. It didn't happen yesterday. Mm. But there's a lot of moving parts to all this. Maybe we should wrap that part of our conversation up about Essendon now, because mm-hmm. there's a couple of little ramble things that are going on out there as well. I'll give you a little ramble topic.
Yeah.
And that is, I want to run this by you. I'm thinking of setting up this advisory app, right? It's Wispy's Knee Replacement Advisory App. And it links you to a group of people that have been through the knee replacement. We trade news, views, ideas. I'll give a little motivation message maybe once a day. It'll be interactive because you know what I found?
It's called a whacker.
Yes, it's a great idea. We'll call it the whacker.
Wispy's Knee Advisory App.
That's it. And I only know this to be something that will take off because I currently am communicating with four different people that have had a knee replacement. And we're all at different stages of our recovery. And there's nothing more comforting. You know, you can talk to your physio, you can talk to your surgeon, you can talk to your doctors, all your medical.
Who are they?
There is nothing more comforting than talking to somebody that's going through it. Right, my brother-in-law Sam, he's ahead of me. Kevin Walsh,
Spitter.
Yeah, Spitter. He went in last week, so he's just about a week now.
Yep.
And Nick McCallum at Channel 7, he's 2 weeks on Wednesday.
It's not a very powerful four.
Well, it could be. We could build on that. That's the whole idea of building
Brooksy's
an app.
Brooksy's dad?
Yeah, Brooksy's dad will join the app as well.
He's going in.
Because what you need to say to somebody is, okay, you know, you're at 10 days. How are you feeling at 10 days? So that you get a gauge of, you know, how you are comparatively.
Have you stacked up in the pain, like you?
Well, I'm sort of like a unicorn.
Why?
Well, my recovery's been extraordinary.
Is it?
Yeah. I'm in great condition.
Nick McCallum's struggling, is he?
No, I'm not saying
that's
that
what
he's
you're
struggling.
Saying. You're saying
I'm saying that everybody struggles in the first seven to two weeks. Well, it's painful. He wanted to know whether or not they were sending him home from hospital with enough medication. I said, okay, how much are they sending you home with? What is it? And I was able to advise him. That's the benefit of something like this, Gary.
Well, you know.
It's going to take off, isn't it?
The whacker, the knee advisory app.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could. I think I understand.
It's got gold stars written all over it.
I'm also dealing with a major medical issue, but I don't go on about it like you do.
Oh, how'd you go with your heel? Have you recovered nicely or do you need to go back in again?
It wasn't much fun. I can tell you right now that very, very big needle. But
I knew it was going to be a big needle.
I'm hoping that it's had the required effect, but I'm not going on about it like you. I
wanted. You're still hobbling, though.
Yeah, I know. I think he said Monday or Tuesday you should get a bit of.
Can I run something else past you? Just I know you got a ramble topic there, but I just read this morning Jamie Dury. I got a lot of stuff. I haven't spoken since
You're
last.
You're good mates with him, aren't you?
No, I'm not good mates with him. I have met him.
You said you had a great lunch with him.
I spent a little bit of time with him.
He told great stories.
He did. He did most about himself. I was just reading about him. He's very proud, he said, of his stripper past because he was in that he was in that manpower group, right, that would go out there and do those striptease dances and stuff like that. My question to you this morning, did you get offers after you sort of half derobed for the AFL Men of All Seasons calendar?
Yes.
Did you get any offers to sort of join a Jamie Dury type troop and go on the road?
No, I didn't.
Maybe end up in Vegas?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Well, not surprising. I'm not into that. Oh, that wouldn't have been my go. Let me talk to you about something I read just prior to coming on air.
Mm.
And this is an article that's in the Herald Sun, so don't come at me at this.
Right.
The most attractive professions, according to men, and then the most attractive professions according to women.
Okay, so you're saying when you say most attractive, the people that are in these occupations are the most attractive.
Well, number one for men, the men, according to men, and this article in the Herald Sun, is that nurses are the most attractive occupation or profession.
Right.
It sounds, I'm not sure about this. This research.
So what do women say about
women? I'll give you the top few for them. According to men, it's nurses, models, flight attendants, teachers, doctors, lawyers, trainers, dancers, musicians, and scientists. And for women, it's doctors, tradies, firefighters, engineers, lawyers, police pilot, vet. Sounds like all the stripper grabs you get to me.
Sounds like manpower, doesn't it?
Do you agree with that?
All I know is
what's the most?
You don't want me to talk about my knee, but I was in hospital recently, yeah. And the nurses were fantastic.
What attractive?
Well, no, they were just fantastic.
Oh, I wouldn't be. That's.
They were beautiful women who
stereotype.
Took and men who took great care, and I'm sure that's an attractive thing for a lot of people.
Well said to you, because it's not the physical that is necessarily.
No. As my dear mum always said and still says to this day, never judge a book by its cover.
Well said, because attractiveness.
I picked up Specky McGee. I didn't think I'd be interested.
Oh, did you read it?
I flipped a couple of pages.
Got you in.
Still not interested.
I said yesterday, and again, I ran this past Bucks. Again, not much interest, but for you, the 100K.
I'll be interested.
100K's on the Monash. Experienced it for the first time.
And?
You haven't done it yet, have you?
Has that changed your driving experience?
That's changed my life.
Has it?
Yeah. So I'm waiting for you to do it, and then you'll get equally as excited, and then we can talk about it.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure when I'm going to do that big trip again.
Why?
Well, I can't get back to my knee.
You haven't had it chopped off.
Yeah, I know, but if it stays in the one position for too long... then it's hard to sort of get it lubricated and going again.
Well, sit in the back seat.
No, you can't do that. I don't. Brando's in the back seat. Hey, you said something last night.
What was it?
On your little show that just absolutely resonated with me because
good.
I thought about the exact same thing at the weekend. In fact, I'd had a conversation early in the afternoon with somebody and I said the same thing again.
What?
I don't like repeating myself, but I said it twice yesterday.
What was it?
The SCG full house on Sunday.
Oh, how good.
It gave me a great feeling about the game. And it was like the game's back.
Goosebumps.
Footy's back.
How good was it?
It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. And also, it made me reflect on how good it was to play at the SCG. I don't know if you ever played up there to almost a full house,
often.
Like a big, big crowd.
Yes.
A big Melbourne.
My word, we did.
In Melbourne.
Back in the day.
You could drag a big crowd up in Sydney.
Yes.
I doubt that. But anyway.
It was the Battle of the Cities.
Well, there you go. Because it is, like, it's like Colosseum-type venue, isn't it?
The noise.
I don't know what it is, but it sort of, it captures the noise and the volume of sound that emanates from there.
44,000
people. But visually it looks so good on the TV set too.
And you got that sense, that buzz through the TV.
Yeah.
And how great was it?
Which made me think, okay, with this Tasmanian deal down there, the building of the new stadium, they need to give some thought to it not being some big concrete monolith.
Colosseum.
They need to look at some of these venues and say, okay, what is it? What is it about them that makes it work, that makes them feel like a great stadium when it's full?
I love it, Wisp. Tuesday Wispy is the best version of himself. And we haven't even got onto the Essendon stuff yet, so wait till he gets stuck into that. Make the call, switch to Kogan Mobile, Melbourne Airport parking. Nothing beats $12 a day parking at Melbourne Airport and 4D Garage Doors redefined. 4DDoors.com.au. Got lots to get through today. Stay with us. It'll be a... I think today will again be another evolving day. I think stuff's going to happen again today, Wispy. Down around Bomberland. So let's just stay
today.
Lock right here on 11:16 SEN. And
no one's plugged in more than you are at the moment.
Stand by. It's great to have your company, and the text is lit up with support for Wispy use into the ninth week of knee recovery.
No, what? I'm into the sixth week of knee recovery. Whackers recovering from knee surgery. Join now, share the pain. I like that.
Is that your catch cry?
That could be the catch cry for the new app.
And this is the acronym. Wispy's highly acclaimed complete knee evolution replacement sharers.
Yeah.
Whackers.
Yeah. Well, you know, misery has... What is it? What's the...
Yeah, misery loves company.
Misery always finds company. Well, you know, people that are recovering from operations and in pain and that type of thing, you need to know where you're at. You know, should I be feeling like this after, you know, 5 weeks? How advanced should I be?
You're like my brother-in-law's dad.
Who
was about 70, had both knees done. He dropped him off from hospital on his farm up in, I think it's Kahuna.
Yeah.
And then he was driving back to Kyabram and his mum rang him and said, "Your father's on the motorbike."
No big deal. Ride the motorbike. You're just sitting there, Gary.
Straight on the
If you had said that he's running across the paddock and herding the cows or something.
Had both
like
knees.
That's tough.
I read in the paper, did you see that story from Wayne Jordan? He's got a footy jumper collection. Did you see that?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I'll have a view about it, though. Tell me what it's about.
No, he's just he played a bit of footy, but he said in his own words he wasn't going to make it, so he started collecting footy jumpers. He's now got a collection worth he's got it insured for $170,000.
How has he collected them?
He just approached people over time. He's got Craig Bradley's South Australian State of Origin. He's got Dougie Hawkins. He's got Rodney Eade's Brisbane Bears strip. He's got a lace-up worn by Simon Madden. And he's just got them all sitting in his room.
That would be legitimate. Simon did. He didn't wear it for many games, I don't think, but he did, In fact, a lot of players wore that.
Yeah, no, there's a picture of him here. He's got a Richmond lace-up. You know what the jumper, there's the Herald Sun All-Star jumper. Did you explain to people what this was? You would have had plenty of these.
The gold one.
As a young kid, it was like an All-Australian of the time. At the end of the year, the people that wrote for the Herald Sun, like the genuine journalists back in the day, which
that's
was Lou and all those, they'd pick their all-star team.
That's right. They had a rooster on the crest.
That's it. A yellow jumper with a red star, with a white circle, with a black rooster, and they would play the reigning premiers, wouldn't they not?
Has he got one?
He's got one.
I wonder how he got that.
Where's yours?
I don't have anything.
You didn't keep any of your jumpers?
I don't keep anything. My 60th birthday gave me a present, and that was the jumper that I wore in the 1984 grand final. And I didn't realise that I'd given it to her. She put it away.
When she was sweeping the street.
Yes, she presented it back to me.
And what have you done with it?
I've got it in the box at home.
What are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to leave
things in a box in a wardrobe or cupboard, does it? What would you pay for it?
1984.
It's probably worth,
play?
50 to 100.
How did you play? In 84. The boys will tell me, so don't tell Fib. Were you best on or close enough?
No, it was just serviceable.
I'll give you $5,000.
No, not enough.
What?
It's a 50 to 100.
It's not a 50 to 100.
It could be a 50 to 100.
Right, start the bidding.
It's one of a kind.
For Wispy's 1984 legitimate grand final jumper. He's got...
I'll throw in a bowl of Fiano.
Got the Windvale Hawks jumper there. He's got a Sydney... It's a great photo. I've got all my footy jumpers.
But where have you got them, though?
In a suitcase.
Yeah, but have you got mothballs in there and stuff like that? You don't know whether or not they'll be eaten out.
What do I need mothballs for? It's a zipped up suitcase.
To preserve them, though.
Just zipped up
suitcase. No, moths can get in anyway.
In fact...
Cockroaches.
Benjamin... Because Andy and Bob Murphy used to do Footy Jumper Friday or something, and my son took half my jumpers. I don't know if they've given them back.
Well, you're probably not going to miss them.
I've got a very valuable jumper.
What is it?
It's the Club 10 jumper. There was only like 10 made ever.
Right. You sure? Wasn't Ricky Nixon involved in that?
Very good point. I've got Gary Sidebottom's only jumper. That's from Brad. How do you know that, Brad? Authentication is the thing.
You can't say that Gary Sidebottom had only one Geelong jumper, Brad. I don't think
that's what Brad's saying.
Well, I know Brad's saying that, but I'd need some verification of that before I went ahead and bought that jumper.
So 22 possessions and 2 goals on that grand final
I can't remember, Gary.
7.5.
It's a long time.
7.5.
It's a long time ago. Did you ever wear a lace-up jumper?
No.
They outlawed them, didn't they?
Yeah, because you got your fingers.
Yeah.
I think Robbie Flower made it. Some guy's little finger in there.
He's got a little finger stuck there.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it out.
The Tigers were big lace jumperers.
Did you wear one? He got it stuck in Neil Baum's jumper, I think. Neil Baum carried him for 3 quarters before he even realised that it was Robbie Flower.
Did you wear a lace up?
We all did for a little time there because it was considered that they were harder to tackle.
Because there was like a slippery.
It was like a smooth cotton outside, and it was like a flannel inside. They were very hot. They took forever. You used to have to get there about 3 hours before the game to lace it up.
I might get Brooksy and our team on to it. See if you can get Wayne Jordan up on the phone. Let's have a chat with him. He's insured this jumper collection for $170,000.
There you go. Brian, just quickly too, in Chelsea Heights, what does he want to talk about?
He wants to join the Whackers.
He wants to talk about the knee. Good morning, Brian.
G'day, fellas. I just wanted to tell Tim, you carry not a bit about your knee, mate. I've had 2 knee replacements and 13 heart surgeries, and I'm still around.
Yeah, how old are you, Brian?
40.
80.
Good on you. I'm not carrying on. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to help people out there. Wouldn't it have been nice if you had been part of Wispy's wacko app that you could have talked to somebody about you know, what you were going through at the time, Brian?
Oh, well, I'm not sure what the point is. You do your rehab and you're recovering, you get on with your life.
Good point,
Brian. I like to share information. I'm a good sharer, Brian.
A very good point, Brian.
Brian's got his technique. Brian was I like the other technique.
Good on you, Bryza. That could be the caller of the year. Just get on with it, will you, Wish?
How many heart surgeries did he say that he's had? 14, was it?
14.
13. 13. Good on you, Brian.
Speaking of the SCG, there were some dignitaries at the SCG on the weekend.
There was. Well, dignitaries or one of the biggest celebrities in the world were there at the SCG on Sunday.
Yeah.
And Brian Taylor spotted him too.
Did he?
Yeah.
Chris Rock there, of course, of Growing Up's fame, and he just accepts a slap really well these days, doesn't he? Chris Rock.
Well, Brian, getting a little bit political.
Oh, boy.
That was edgy.
The Growing Up's
fame. That was edgy.
Is that the best movie he could come up with for Chris Rock, was it? Growing Up's fame. Surely he's done something better than that.
Have I seen that? Grown Ups, have you seen that?
I think I did see the first one. It was a whole heap of old blokes who go to stay in a log cabin near a river or something. I think.
Nah, that was Cocoon.
Nah, it's a modern gay Cocoon. I've got a Timmy Watson lace-up jumper.
John, you may very well have it.
He has not.
No, I had more than one.
Yeah,
it's possible that John has one of them.
That'd be worth
it. Take a photo of it, John, and send it in.
Hey, download the BuddyBet app, home of the handshake bet. You can start betting against your buddies and, of course, gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858. I did think it was a danger game against Gold Coast for the Cats on the weekend.
Did you?
I was proven wrong, and you won, and won very comfortably. We'll think up a BuddyBet for this week. Call of the Year's back, too. 2022 Toyota Hilux Rogue. Toyota Genuine Service, the best care for your Hilux. We're going to give that away in a few months' time, too. So much happening as we head towards the finals, and what a big round, a big last round of footy that is.
We must talk about Jeremy Cameron at some stage this morning too.
We'll do all that and
more.
There's
a slight little hiccup going on there at the Catters.